The Lord's peace and joy be with you. Today is Sunday, April the 12th, 2015, at 5:32 a.m. Well, tonight I had quite a little surprise. Immediately when I came to worship, I saw Jesus wearing a figure skating outfit, black pants and a white shirt without a collar, and slightly puffy sleeves. I was so amazed by his skating. We were skating pairs, and I had no idea what move was next, but he was in total control of the choreography and my body. I just watched as he skated seamlessly with me, both of us doing moves that were far beyond me in my figure skating days. After quite a long time, when the music settled down and the song, "Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place," began to play, he lifted my chin and our eyes met. He smiled joyfully, and I knew with all my heart that he was in love with me, and I with him. When I met my husband, and the Lord opened our eyes to one another, I knew that he loved me so deeply that no other woman was more beautiful to him than me. And I loved him so deeply that no other man in the world could ever be as beautiful to me as he was. This is the kind of love Jesus had in his eyes for me. For him, I was the only one in the world, the most beautiful to him. Well, this is for you, brides. All of you brides, understand that God is without limit of any kind. And when you dance that first dance with him at the wedding reception, that's precisely what you're going to see in his eyes and feel in your heart. To him, you are the most beautiful soul in the world. No one could ever compare to you. How can this be with so many brides, and some of them exquisite in appearance and in spirit? And the only explanation I have is that each of us is so uniquely a singular creation, formed exclusively by God, that only he can see the depth of our beauty, the very beauty he created. And for him, each one is a singular masterpiece and totally captivating. In eternity, he alone has the skill to facet this rare diamond until all its brilliance is revealed. We shall surely go from glory to glory. As I was musing on these things, the Lord began to speak to me. When I formed you, my brides, you were merely that chunk of coal, but in my sight, heavily laden with promises of my glory to be revealed in you. While you were on the earth, you were in the depths of the earth under tremendous pressure, so that one day when you ascended to me, I could facet you most perfectly, that not one attribute of exquisite beauty would be overlooked. This is why when people have gone to heaven, they marvel at the beauty of even the lowliest soul. They shine with such a brilliance only I can impart, and according to the pressures of your life on earth, to that degree you will shine. So do not complain at what you're undergoing now, for it's written that the sufferings of this time are not worthy to be compared with the glory to come that shall be revealed in you. So, my bride, your worth is far beyond rubies and the finest gold. The pressures you suffer under now are merely creating new brilliance that will at once be revealed in heaven, as you trade your corruption for incorruption. In that moment it shall be revealed to you why you had to suffer and what incomparable beauty has been wrought in you. Each of you are my precious gems, and I know precisely where to apply the chisel and the wheel to grind away the imperfections and reveal the breathtaking beauty of your soul. I know the times now are very trying. I know you are all experiencing trials that seem like they will never end, That is because your journey on this earth is almost at an end. And in those last moments, I want to adorn you with even more beauty for my eyes to gaze upon in eternity. And it is not only for your sakes that you are undergoing these testings. It is also for your brothers and sisters who have not yet given their lives to me. I wish for no man to perish, and someone must fast and pray to cooperate with me in the process of conversion. This suffering is your prayer and your fast. Someone must carry that cross, that redemption will come to its fullest as the soul turns to me and receives me. I just want to say here, so there's no misunderstanding, the redemption has already been done by the Lord on his cross, but the soul's heart must accept it, and for this we carry these crosses. And the Lord continued, and for this purpose I am allowing these heavy crosses in your lives. Please understand it is out of love for you and for your brothers and sisters that I have given you these crosses. Blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he's been proven, he'll receive the crown of life, which I have promised to those who love me. You will look back on this time and wish I had granted you even heavier trials, but I understand your frame and I will not allow more than you're able to handle with my grace strengthening you. So when you feel that you are at your absolute limit, turn to me with great confidence and ask for more strength. Run this race right up to the finish line and press on toward the goal of the high calling in me, that the glory that has been revealed in me may also be in you. For if you die to yourself, in me surely you will rise with me in glory. I'm telling you now that you may be prepared. Further trials are going to assault you, but no weapon formed against you will bring you down. You will triumph in me. Be strong, be courageous, and look beyond this veil of confusion you must call your temporary home. Cling to me and to my promises, and do not in any way give ground to the enemy. Understand that each facet I am preparing in you was destined from the beginning of the world to be yours. Only now are they being brought to perfection. So do not despair. Grab firm hold of the rope of grace and do not let go. Testings and trials are only temporary, and soon you'll behold the magnificent work I accomplished through you in your last days on earth. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, that you and I cannot accomplish together as you cleave to me and stand in faith. Now receive my blessing, precious brides, and hold on to the promise of your resurrection into glory. It is coming. These are the finishing touches. Carry them bravely. And that's the end of the message. So in this week to come, let's remind one another that the Lord told us we were going to be under more fire. There will be more assaults from the enemy. And let's encourage each other not to complain, but to shoulder that cross in complete confidence that we're going to overcome whatever the enemy throws at us. The Lord bless you with his courage and his strength and total dependence on him.